Whenever we sit down to talk with someone who's going to sing or play an instrument on the Spark, we do a sound check first, have the person play or sing so we can adjust microphone levels for recording. It's customary to stop the sound check as soon as possible to get started with the real interview. However, once Barbara Martin started singing one of her original songs as a sound check, I wouldn't let her stop.
Okay, I think I can pull that off. I used to walk down a narrow road with my eyes fixed straight ahead, only seeing what I was taught to see. Never ventured beyond the lines that were drawn, and I made my bed in the house that my father built for me. I used to see black or white, high or low, wrong or right, and it used to be I saw them either stand with me or stand against. But now I see the world is round, not flat, with a million colors between white and black. Want me to keep going?
Yeah. Yeah.
Turned away from what didn't fit. Thought nothing worthy could exist outside my world so carefully designed. To keep out anything alien, anyone different who threatened my fragile peace of mind. And I used to see black or white, high or low, wrong or right, and it used to be I saw them either stand with me or stand against. Now I see the world is round, not flat, with a million colors between white and black. But when the enemy has a face, black and white become shades of gray, and what was once written in stone crumbles when the feared becomes the known. Stood confused and unsure, but I took the key, unlocked the door, and let the world rush in like a tidal wave. And all the sights and sounds and faces and words that didn't fit before found a room in my newborn state of grace. And I used to see black or white, high or low, wrong or right, and it used to be I saw them either stand with me or stand against. But now I see the world is round, not flat, with a million colors between white and black. You got it? All right, good.
Finish the song.
Were you actually recording?
Yes, I was.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were just doing a sound check.
I was doing a sound check. I just wanted to hear the rest of the song.
All right. So here's the ending of it.
Right.
With a million colors between white and black. With a million colors between white and black. With a million colors between white and black.
So what's that song about?
It's a song about prejudice. I wrote it back in, I'm trying to remember which presidential election it was. Maybe it was 94 or something. But guess what? The country was very polarized. It's kind of about breaking away from old ways of looking at things.
We asked you to do a fairly loud song for a sound check. And I should warn you, I'm probably going to use this because it's interesting to see how a professional goes about a sound check. This is really business as usual for you, isn't it?
Well, I have been doing it for a long time. So
I've done a lot of sound checks. Yes.
Yeah.
And sound checks are really important. And the person you have running sound is really important. And it's just good to be asked to have a sound check, because then you know that the people care what it sounds like, because I care very much what it sounds like. And it's good to be in a place where, you know, other people are feeling the same way, that they want the quality to be good.
Tell me about your guitar.
This guitar is a Husson Dalton, and I just feel so thrilled to live in the same town where Husson Dalton is made, because they're really just fabulous guitars. I met the Husson Dalton people when they were in Stewart's Draft, when they just had a tiny little place, and all along I just longed for a custom Husson Dalton, you know, one where I said, I want this wood, and I want to one an 11/16 inch neck, and I want a short scale. And so that's this guitar, and I actually just got it a few weeks ago.
How does it feel?
It feels fabulous.
I think that would make me a little nervous to spec out a guitar and then it's built and do these, you know, intellectual specs really work when you get it in your hand.
Well, the sales manager there, Jeff Hill, really helped me a lot, and it was a very long process, and I told him what kind of sound I wanted. And
what kind of sound?
Well, I really wanted something that had some guts, you know, some guts, but some warmth too.
And like this, your voice, to match your voice.
Yeah, and I do a lot of blues and I do a lot of jazz, and I wanted something that was going to be more than just a pretty folky sounding kind of guitar. I wanted to try and get something that would sound good for all the different styles that I do. And I'm small and I have small hands, so the short scale and the narrower neck really helped me with that. So, you know, Jeff would call me and I would go in and he'd say, we have this guitar and here that we just may try it out, see what you think. And so I tried out a lot of different types of guitars. I felt pretty comfortable that I was going to get a guitar that I really loved. And I do.
You said you sing jazz and you sing blues. And what was it you just sang? Folk? Or
I don't even know how to describe that song. I've always wondered what category to put that song in. It kind of has a rock beat. Maybe acoustic rock, folk rock, you might.
What I'm interested in is the difference in your performance between whatever that was, soft rock, blues, and jazz. How do you change your voice and your playing of your guitar?
Well, blues and jazz is definitely the groove. Blues and jazz both have the triplet feel or a syncopated feel.
Triplet feel. What's that?
The triplet feel is, well, I'll just have a little music lesson. If you think of a measure as having four beats, one, two, three, four. In most European folk music, you might divide it into eighth notes, and that would be one and two and three and four and. But if you just take each one of those beats and divide it into three, it would go one and a two and a three and a four and a one and a two and a three and a four and a. So for instance, one groove that's used in blues a lot is called the shuffle beat, which sounds like this.
I'm shuffling.
You've heard that groove a lot. So if you break it down, it's kind of 1-3-2-3-3-3-4-3-1-3-2-3-3-3-4-3. That's the triplet feel, combined with something called the backbeat, which is 1-2-3-4-1-2-3-4-1-2. That's the backbeat on the 2 and the 4.
What in that is the backbeat?
It's the emphasis on the 2 and the 4. So, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. So, that's the basis for blues, country, rock and roll, jazz, it all has an emphasis on the two and the four on the backbeat. And most blues and jazz also has that triple fill. With jazz, with swing, it's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
Make that loud enough so we can hear it.
1, 2, 3, 4. So it's the groove with the swing, and that's what gives it that kind of loosey-goosey feel.
You're sitting while we're talking, but you're dancing sitting down while we're talking about this. Does that come into playing, how you play? I mean, you're loose, girl. You're loose.
Well, I think, yeah, definitely with rhythm, you feel it in your body. I mean, once you learn how these grooves work, you're not in your head going, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Is there a song that you could sing a little so we can hear how, you know, your voice goes with this backbeat?
I'll just do a little scatting, I guess. So that also had the other factor in blues and jazz, which is the blue notes, the groove and the blue notes.
And the blue notes are those notes that sound a bit blue?
They sound a bit blue. Musically, they're the flatted third, the flatted fifth, and the flatted seventh of the scale. And there's also something called the pentatonic scale or the blues scale. And that's kind of what separates blues and jazz and country and rock from, say, you know, European-based music. It really comes from Africa, that scale.
You light up a little bit when you talk about this stuff. When did this romance begin?
Well, I started on classical piano, and then I got a guitar, and I started playing folk music. And at some point, I was living in Boston, and I was working in a bakery, and the manager there played a lot of Billie Holiday, and I'd never heard of her before, but I just, what? Who is that? Then a little bit later, I was in they still had record stores back then. I was just browsing around, and I found this Bessie Smith CD, and I'd never had heard of her. So I just thought, well, I'm just going to buy this, and I played it, and I just fell in love with it.
Why?
I don't even know if I can explain why. I loved her singing. The songs were just so down to earth and so direct and so kind of tell it like it is. I just loved it. And her type of blues is a little bit different from the country blues. It was called classic blues. It's a little more musically sophisticated, and I liked that. So I really got into her, and then I started studying some of the other classic blues women, Sippy Wallace and Ida Cox. And
can you do a little cover of a Sippy Wallace or a Bessie Smith?
Yeah, this is a Sippy Wallace song, and she also had a very long career. When the 30s hit, the classic blues singers, they went out of style because jazz was coming along, and it was more urban, and it was danceable, and so many of these singers, just their careers kind of ended in the 30s. But then Sippy Wallace was rediscovered in the 1960s. Bonnie Raitt found some of her recordings and looked her up. And they eventually ended up touring together. And so Sippy Wallace had just completed a European tour when she died at the age of 88.
Wow. A long life.
A long,
and a lot of music.
A long, long life. So this is one that she wrote. Got a little advice for your love life. It's called You Got to Know How. You can make me do what you want to do, but you got to know how. You make me sigh, you can make me cry, but you got to know how. You can make me do
but you got to know how. Once a pal of mine stole a guy of mine, but I got it back now. It was the same old song. She couldn't keep him long, 'cause she didn't know how. Well, I love my man. I make him holler, whoa, whoa, my. Yes, mister, I really know how. You know it can be tough, but if you care enough, you can learn to know how.
After a break, we'll be back for more fun and music with Stanton's Barbara Martin.
You know how. So don't you tell me about the life you've led. Don't you try to trick me into bed. No, mister, that ain't the way how. Here's how. You gotta take your time. You know it ain't no crime if it lasts all night. I think you'll be ideal when you begin to. Well, there's tricks that I don't even know.
This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff, and we're picking up with Stanton musician Barbara Martin just where we left off before the break.
Whoa, whoa, mister, when we really know how.
Pick another song that you've written and sing it, perform it for us.
All right.
Please.
I think I'll do something completely different.
All right.
This one is off my Eyes on the Horizon CD. Used to be my night, my bed, nose in a book, with a cat by my head. Now I'm not getting a thing read since you've been here. Used to be my house, my way, my favorite show at the same time each day. Now my routine's all rearranged since you've been here. You've invaded my space. The sight, the sound, the scent of you are every place. Used to be my life, my heart, safe on a shelf till you caught me off guard and my defenses fell apart since you've been here. Of you are every place. Used to be my life, my heart, safe on a shelf till you caught me off guard. My defenses fell apart since you've been here.
Tell me the story of that song. When did you write it?
Well, I guess it was about 3 years ago. And I'm divorced, and I've been living alone for a while. And And I was dating someone. We're not dating anymore, but I was dating them. And it's interesting because after I got divorced and I was living by myself, it took a really long time to get used to living by myself.
Uh-huh.
And then slowly I started thinking, you know, I kind of like this. I went from hating it to, you know, this is, I think this is okay. I can just have everything my way, basically, you know. I mean, I don't have to worry about anybody else's schedule. I can stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning doing music if I want to. So I started kind of actually enjoying living by myself. And so then when I was dating this this person, it was, I just realized how much of an adjustment it was. But then there's having someone in your life is wonderful too. Mm-hmm. It's that kind of trying to find that balance between, oh, I have someone. Okay, this is really, really fun. I enjoy having someone in my life. Ooh, but it also means I'm not going to get my way all the time. I have to be learn how to be a little flexible.
You have to be mature.
To learn to mature, emotional maturity, that kind of thing. So that's where the song came from.
That's lovely. You brought in two flyers about two events. One's coming up November 9th, and one is coming up November 30th. Tell us about these events.
Well, the event on Wednesday, November 9th, is possible through a grant that I received through the MetLife Meet the Composer program. An organization called the Foundation for Holocaust Education applied for the grant for me. And they're a really wonderful organization. What they want to do is, you know, educate people about the Holocaust. And not only that, but just about the all the issues to do with prejudice. They go into schools and do things about bullying, all of those kinds of things which caused the Holocaust to happen when someone said, you're different. And of course, with the Holocaust, it was taken to this terrible, terrible extreme. You're different and we are going to wipe you out.
Where is this organization based?
A woman who I've forgotten her name wrote a play called Who Returned the Soul? And she interviewed 13 survivors of the Holocaust. That's another thing that this Foundation for the Holocaust Education is doing. They are taking the few survivors of the Holocaust that are still alive and taking them into schools and having them speak.
Mm-hmm.
So this woman, Kelly is her first name. She interviewed and made videotapes of 13 survivors of the Holocaust. And from that, she created this play, which is a reader's theater, which is the stories of these 13 survivors. And Catherine Gorsuch is the person who is my connection, and she talked to me about writing a musical score that would go with this play. And now, for this upcoming performance, it will be Rachel Towns, who is a young woman, will be reading one of the monologues, which is the monologue of Anna. And behind that, I will be playing. It'll be like a film score when you go to the movies and there's music behind the actors in the scenes. And that's what it'll be. And that will be the music that I'm writing. And one thing that I'd like to say is these stories, we think of the Holocaust as it was a terrible, terrible thing. But there is so much hope, inspiration, humor in these stories. So it's
humor.
Not necessarily, there's a lot of humor, not necessarily in this particular monologue, but there's a lot of humor. There's a tremendous amount of hope. There's a tremendous amount of spirituality in these monologues. So it's not all tragedy. It's not all sorrow. It's very surprising.
You said you were just writing last night, so I'm asking a lot. Can you play a little bit?
I'm going to play one thing, and I've called it the prayer theme because spirituality and the faith of these survivors of the Holocaust was such an important part of their story. So this is the prayer theme, which is just with guitar, and it doesn't have words, but it does have vocals.
It'll work just fine. Now, the other event that you brought is at the Stanton Performing Arts Center.
Yes.
Can you tell us about this?
Well, Judy Mosdell, who is the executive director of the Stanton Performing Arts Center, they are working very hard at raising money to turn the Dixie Theater into a 500-seat performing arts center. And also next to that, they are going to open a 125-seat cabaret, and it's all very, very exciting. So they are having it's going to be at the Dixie Theater, and it's going to be a history of the theater, and then it's also going to be a history of
that
blues and
theater
jazz.
Or theater in general?
Well, can I? She just sent me the press release today. And, of course, I don't have my glasses, so I can't read it.
Do you want to borrow mine?
Yeah. Are they reading glasses? Thanks. Oh, okay. It's going to be two things. It's going to be, and they're going to be in two different theaters so people can go back and forth. The first one's going to be a presentation on the history of theater in Stanton, which is very, very interesting. Stanton had a lot of theaters. In fact, it was thriving with opera houses and it was a tremendous theater destination. And that's going to be done by Stanton historian Sergei Trubatskoy.
When you have to pronounce a name on the radio that you don't know, you just say it with authority.
Okay. That's going to be done by Sergei Trubatskoy. And then in the other theater, I and jazz pianist Liz Barnes from Waynesboro, who she is just absolutely fabulous. We are going to be doing a very short history of blues and jazz, of women in blues and jazz. And so there's going to be two of each one of these. So people can come in and they can go back and forth and hear the history of the theater and then come hear the history of blues and
I think that sounds really festive. Can you play us out?
Okay, what am I going to do? Gosh. I'll do my song about the environment.
You'll do it. Wait a minute. That was totally off mic.
Oh, are you actually recording?
I record everything. And I threaten to use everything,
oh,
too.
Oh, man.
This is your song about...
This is a song I wrote called Same Old World. I wrote it when I was in Los Angeles for 10 days. And I was there for about 5 days, and I started feeling like something just feels wrong. So I went outside for a walk. That usually sets me right. So I went outside, and I went for a walk, and I did not feel right with the world. And I thought, why? And then all of a sudden it hit me. There's no trees. There's no grass. There's no green. There's no birds. And that was when I realized how much nature means to me, and I became incredibly homesick for the valley, and I couldn't wait to get back again. So a couple months later, I went to Costa Rica. I started writing this song in Los Angeles, and then I went to Costa Rica, where it's very, very, very green. And that's where I finished it. And it's a song about just, we take nature so much for granted. You know, it's around us all the time. But we're just in our cars or our offices or wherever we are, and we just don't think about it until it's gone, which hopefully I that's not going to happen soon. But if we keep heading the same way we're going, it could happen sooner than later.
Summer winds whisper soft beside my pillow. Dawn is out dancing, knocking on my window. Sun, a faithful lover, brings another day to the same old world. Songbirds are playing, full invitation. Leave your to-do list, join the revelation. Step out the back door, say a big hello to the same old world. And for once, I see the sky, the trees, the world outside my little world where I hide inside. Golden horizon, mystical forewarning, I am awakening to more than the morning. After this moment, there will never be another same old world. And for once, I see the sky, the trees, the world outside my little world where I hide inside. Golden horizon, mystical forewarning, I am awakening to more. Morning. After this moment, there will never be another same old world. There will never be another same old world.
Girl. Barb Martin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Martha. I really appreciate you
having
me.
This was fun.
It was fun.
It was, yeah.